Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Juma khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Inna li jasadika alayka haqqa. Indeed, your body has a right over you. Alhamdulillahi alladhi asba'a alayna ni'mahu zahiratan wa batinah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله حثنا على الأخذ بأسباب الوقاية صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال تعالى واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. All praise be to Allah, who has amply bestowed upon us his favors, both seen and unseen, apparent and unapparent. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah, who has urged us to take causative measures of protection. May Allah's blessings, salutations, and benedictions be upon him, his family, all of his companions, and those who follow them thereafter. As to what follows, I counsel ye, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah, that you may succeed and prosper. O servants of Allah, Allah Most High says, لَقَدَ خَلَقُنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have indeed created the human being in the best of molds and forms. That is to say, among the favors and blessings that Allah Most High has bestowed upon man is that he created him in the best of modes, made his body in the best of physics, endowed it with the most perfect health, and made him responsible for this favor and blessing. What has he done with it? Has he looked after it and taken care of it? Abdullah, the son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, says concerning the interpretation of the statement of Allah Most High, in which Allah Most High says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then on that day, you will surely be asked concerning the pleasure you enjoyed. Pleasure and na'im here means wellness of body, hearing and vision. Allah will ask his servants about that. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ أَيُّ قَالَ لَهُ أَلَمْ نُصِحَ لَكَ جِسْمَكَ. Indeed, the first of what the servant will be asked about on the day of judgment is that it will be said to him, did we not make your body healthy? Therefore, our bodies have a right that we look after them and take care of their health and well-being, and make sure that they are sound and ailment-free. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says, إِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّى. Indeed, your body has a right over you. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Part of fulfilling the body's right is taking the necessary care to protect it and taking necessary measures to ensure its health and well-being, because health and well-being is the thing most sought after and most coveted. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says, إِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْطَ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Indeed, one is not granted after certainty anything better than health and well-being. Narrated by At-Tirmidhi. It is through the health and well-being of one's body that a person realizes joy and happiness, and enjoys a good, wholesome and blessed life. It is said that life cannot be good and wholesome without good health. Good health helps a person carry out righteous and devotional deeds, perform kind and charitable acts, and contribute towards developing the earth and land and building society, culture and civilization. O Allah, let us enjoy our hearing, our sight and power and faculty as long as you grant us life. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and me. So seek His forgiveness, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'a hadiyah. All praise be to Allah, as He should be praised. Peace and blessings be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, and upon those who come after him and follow his guidance. O servants of Allah, the world is living through very hard and trying times in the wake of the corona pandemic, and Allah Most High has blessed us and conferred upon us the favor of being able to take precautionary and protective measures to safeguard ourselves against it out of His generosity and beneficence. The UAE-wise leadership has made available the vaccine, which will strengthen our immunity and safeguard our health and well-being in an effort to protect the health and well-being of its people. Moreover, it deems it suitable that each of us hastens towards taking the vaccine in order to preserve his health and well-being, protect his own life and the lives of his family, and safeguard his fellow members of society as a way of enacting the statement of the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk," be keen on what benefits you, narrated by Muslim. This is so our life can return to normality, and so our homes can be enveloped in sound health and well-being, and we are able to meet with our family and loved ones. And with this, let us send our peace and blessings upon our Master and Prophet, Muhammad, his family, and all his companions. O Allah, grant us well-being in our bodies and enjoyment of our health. Protect our children and family, and confer continued well-being on our country and the world around us. O Allah, remove from us and from the world this pandemic. O you who answers prayers and fulfills hopes. O Allah, forgive everyone who has dedicated to you a waqf, endowment, the benefits and gains of which are profiting your servants. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, his deputy, the Crown Prince, and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the other late UAE sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation and grant their families beautiful patience and immense reward. O Allah, bestow mercy on our fathers and our mothers and all our blood relatives and all those who have a right over us, and continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore, protect and preserve it, and honor its people with your generosity. O Allah, give us water from the rain that you have sent down, and let us not be of the despondent. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, give us in this life what is good, and in the next life what is good, and save us from the fire.